Now, if I'm not mistaken, the only Game of Thrones cast member that we've ever spoken to was the very lovely Emilia Clarke, who played Khaleesi.
You are correct.
And at the time, I was not caught up on the show. I think I had only seen one or two episodes. Now, not only am I caught up on the show, I have a raging throner for the show. It is, quite frankly, a majestic, compelling, often gruesome television program. Many people, diehard fans. This particular gentleman, in my opinion, played a very instrumental part in the show, caring for Bran, carrying him around, and basically uttering one word over and over again. Hodor. He is a DJ. He is Irish. And we are now about to speak to the one and only, I hope I say this right, Christian Nairn. Did I say that right, Christian?
That's perfect.
Nairn. Excellent, my man. Thank you very much for making time with us, and congratulations on all your success.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Well, certainly a pleasure. You'll be at the Ritz Ebor this Saturday. Were you a That's DJ right. before you got into acting, or was that something that you developed while you were doing Game of Thrones, or what?
Yeah, I've been DJing for nearly 20 years now. That was my, if you will, that was my day job before the acting kind of kicked in. So yeah, it was always my first, music was basically my first passion. Acting was really on the sidelines until Game of Thrones came along, and then obviously it switched slightly.
Well, how did Game of Thrones come along? Take me through that. As you know, I'm sure someone either recommended you to them or recommended them to you. How did that happen, Christian?
I mean, I always had my sort of foot in one aspect of live performance and musical theater, and I had an agent through that, and he put me forward for the occasional audition. I did an audition for a Simon Pegg movie called Hot Fuzz about 4 years previous.
Brilliant.
And I didn't get the part, and it was the same casting director for Game of Thrones, and she called me back about 4 years later, and she was like, I really want you to try for this part, and the rest is history, really.
Sure.
So.
And when you did audition for Game of Thrones and you get the part for Hodor, did you have any idea at the time that this show would become the global phenomenon that it did, Christian?
No. I remember coming home and telling my mother, actually. My mother is an avid sci-fi book reader, and she actually had read the books, and I had no idea about this. And I said, I've just read for a part of someone called Hodor, and it's really weird. He only says one word. And she was like, no way, that's Game of Thrones. And she was able to tell me all about it and sort of how epic the books were. And obviously, she obviously knew it was going to be huge. So, I think it took all of us by surprise. It was just how big it was.
When your character only uttered the word Hodor, did you know from season one why your character uttered the word Hodor? Or did you find out when the rest of us did with the Hold the Door episode?
Well, I had a little bit in advance, obviously. About 6 months in advance, I found out, but no, I had 5-6 years of groping in the dark, just like you guys. Yeah, probably not a too good way to put it, but yeah.
Right.
Not literally groping.
We're speaking with Christian Nairn. He plays Hodor on Game of Thrones. He'll be at the Ritz Ebor this Saturday night.
Christian, when you're DJing in the clubs, is it like a Comic-Con? Are people showing up dressed as Khaleesi and Jon Snow to watch you spin?
Definitely happens. I've seen some pretty crazy Khaleesis over the years I've done this. It depends, really. Each town's slightly different. Some people, it varies so much from city to city. Some people go so into the fancy dress, and then sometimes it's just people in jeans and t-shirts. But I would say there's always definitely a little bit of a faction of people dressed as Jon Snows, and I've even seen drag Hodors in my time. I've seen girls dressed as Hodor. I've seen guys dressed as Khaleesi. Ooh. I love that. That's my favorite.
A little gender bending. We were wondering before we spoke to you, when your character perishes on Game of Thrones, and spoiler alert for everyone who's not caught up, do they give you a heads up before you get the script, or is it like they distribute the scripts and then you're reading and then you go, oh, sweet baby Jesus, I'm off the show?
Well, I know with a show like Game of Thrones, you really don't know when your number is going to be up. So there's like a little ritual amongst the actors where we all sort of thumb through the scripts and we get them, and you sort of look for your name and what's going to happen. This year, last year, it was actually my friend who read the script before me. He plays Loras Tyrell. who actually also died, spoilers. And I remember asking him, he had seen the script before me, and I said, so did I make it through to the end? Obviously joking. And he responded with silence. And that was when I first found out. And then I got the call of doom from David and Dan, the showrunners, which is that's when you know your number's up. Oh. Your card's been marked. But yeah, it was such an amazing 6 years of my life, and it's definitely changed everything.
Sure.
Is there any part of you that you're happy it's over because it frees you up to do other things like go around to different countries and play music?
Well, man, you know, I never stopped doing that, even during the filming. I would be DJing sometimes until 3 a.m. before I'd get the call at 5 a.m. to go to, to go on set, which is lucky I don't have many lines to learn.
Right.
yeah, I always kept very busy. But yeah, I do have a lot more time now. And it's just been, I think I'm busier now than ever.
Yeah.
So it's just, I'm very grateful for it.
What a blessing. Now, when you did an interview with the Game of Thrones fan site in 2014 and the world basically found out that Christian Nairn is a gay man, was that calculated on your part, or was it just kind of one of those accidental, like, oopsie, I opened my mouth and now everybody knows?
No, there's no oops. There's no. I've never been an oops type of person, but neither was it a slip-up. I assumed everybody knew. I had certainly talked about it in the press in the past, and it just seems that up until then, the world didn't really know how to use Google. it was definitely out there. So I'm like, it's not my fault you don't know how to start the internet. You know, so it's not a problem for me. So I don't really expect it to be a problem for anyone else.
Right. When you watch television, and now in the age of social media, everyone is so either anti-spoiler or people who get upset about spoilers are uptight a-holes. Where do you weigh in on that whole thing? Because there are already spoilers being leaked about Arya Stark for the upcoming season.
Don't say anything.
Which I don't know anything.
Seriously,
I don't know.
What's that about? I think when you're connected so closely to the show, I feel passionately. I don't like spoilers to be leaked. I think it's horrible. I don't know who it benefits. It doesn't benefit anybody. But, I mean, when it comes to things that I'm not connected with movies and stuff, I love to know what happens. I'm the guy who goes, just tell me what happened. Just tell me right every detail. I want to know what's happened.
Right.
I don't care about spoilers. But, Game of Thrones, it's all about the twists. It's all about the stuff you don't know.
Sure.
That's the biggest appeal of the show. But I don't understand why you want to know what's going to happen in advance and who's going to die or not die. It's silly.
Right.
You can spoil it for yourself. And the people who spoil it for other people are just jackasses. You know, you need to sort of take a long look at yourself in the mirror and, yeah.
Couldn't agree more. We're speaking with Christian Nairn. He is Hodor on Game of Thrones. He'll be playing at the Ritz Ebor this Saturday night. What kind of things can we expect from you as a DJ, Christian?
Well, I've always been, my background's in house music, so I always play a house set. Yeah, pretty much. I've never played anything but, actually. So
great.
You're going to hear some Four to the Floor house music.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like a hell of a time, man. We're looking forward to welcoming you to the Tampa area, man. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me,
man. Oh, dude, nothing but a pleasure. We actually visited Dublin a couple of years ago, and I have to say, man, I don't know. Now, maybe you can answer this. Do they put on, like, a pleasant front for tourists, or do they genuinely like Americans over there? Because we were overwhelmingly met with friendly people everywhere we went, Christian.
Well, I'm from Belfast, so I can't speak for Dublin. people love Americans there, man. There's a very special relationship between Irish people and American people. I can feel it when I come here. And I'm glad that you guys can feel it in reverse as well. Like, we're definitely very closely connected nations.
Sure.
I'm glad to hear that you felt that.
Oh, we felt the crack, as they say, for sure.
Oh, dear. Don't do that. that'll get your welcome rescinded.
I had no idea. Well, I will withdraw my slancha then. How about that? Well, Christian, thanks so much for the time, man. Continued success to you.
Thank you so much, sir.
We'll see you Saturday night at the Ritz Ebor.
Take care, guys.
All right, take care, man.